practice of celibacy. Although sexuality expressed in a regulated, spiritually oriented way is appropriate for most people, important exceptions exist. Every culture has special spiritual practices that convey unusual powers. One of these practices is celibacy, which can help a person develop a strong, focused love for all living beings. Celibate individuals, instead of being limited to one relationship, are able to offer deep love and concern to anyone who comes in their environment. The principle of celibacy lies at the inner core of many religions. The New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, teaches us that it is best to be celibate. However, the same chapter tells us that it is preferable to marry than to burn with desire. The whole idea behind celibacy is that we must feel a specific calling to this way of life, at which point we can learn from esoteric spiritual knowledge about its meaning and practice. Many techniques are available to allow us to conserve sexual energy to further our spiritual advancement and service. For example, if one preserves the tremendous vital energy contained in even one drop of semen and channels it upward, this energy can elevate one's consciousness. However, a word of caution. Men and women should have a specific calling to a celibate way of life before engaging in any such practices. In addition, they should be careful not to practice celibacy in isolation without loving associations. If they are going to exist without an immediate partner, they must learn to see everyone as their family and surround themselves with loving relationships. Actually, celibacy is quite rare, and we do not recommend it for most people. As a general rule, society requires strong, God-conscious families, which is why most people should marry and raise healthy children instead of practicing celibacy. But everyone should understand that certain individuals choose a celibate lifestyle in order to develop superhuman powers to serve others in a most dedicated, loving way. At the same time, we must remember that our culture overemphasizes the role of sexuality and that love does not necessarily begin or end with sexual intercourse. This does not mean that sex cannot be part of a loving relationship between husband and wife. It is a matter of maintaining a healthy balance between sexual expression and other aspects of life. The important point is that people should not miss the experience of higher love because they are focusing only on the physical body. In the presence of celibate persons, we often experience intense levels of vitality and love. Genuinely celibate people have an aura around them because they have powerful energies of selfless compassion that they freely share with others. Priests in ancient Egypt and other early civilizations knew this fact quite well, and many practitioners in modern India still do. Their celibacy empowers them to accomplish amazing feats. Mahatma Gandhi was an example of this phenomenon. He derived much of his strength from his celibacy. Paradoxically, many celibate individuals are extremely attractive to members of the opposite sex. This is because of the powerful love such people can radiate. There is nothing wrong with this. Attraction is natural between the sexes. But the celibate person's responsibility is to be completely unselfish and totally concerned about others.